Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis. In the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Mitzvah Hashem, today we will conclude the wonderful Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Betzias Hapas, how to actually go make the hamotzi and eat the bread. So we're at the very top of the Amud, Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Ein habotzei arashoy livtsoa. This is a din that we'd actually mentioned in the previous year. The person who's being motzi, all the other people. So this is halach lamaisa every Shabbos. When people are at the table and the balabayis, whoever it is that's making that motzi, is motzi all the other people, he should not go and cut the bread and eat the bread until everybody has answered amen to his bracha. Now he says, Mipi Rov Ha'onim, the majority of the people should have answered Amen. So let's see what the Mishneh Berurah has to say about this. Sivkotin Pei Dalet. Hainu Imho Mitzium Yidei Chavosim Bibrocha. Number one, the Mishneh Berurah says, we're talking here about where he's being motzi them. If everybody has their own challah rolls in front of them, so then we said there are certainly opinions that say that you can eat before them. You should let the person make the bracha first if he's greater than everybody else. But you don't have to wait necessarily till he eats if you have your own challah roll. Sivkot and Pehei, the Mishneh Berurah says, why do we have to wait till they answer Amen before the person who's being Botzeya, the person who's making the bracha and distributing the challah, why does he have to wait till they answer Amen? So the Mishneh Berurah explains, Shagam Anias Amen Miklal Brochahi. According to this opinion, which we brought down in the name of Rashi, the Amen is part of the bracha, so to say. But if some people go, Amen, and they go and stretch it out for a long period of time, everybody else has already finished Amen in the normal way you're supposed to say it, ain't Sarach Lahantan Aleim. You do not have to wait for them to complete their elongated Amen before you go and break the challah and pass it out and eat it yourself. And by the way, anybody who stretches out the Amen more than he's supposed to, ain't well at all, is making a mistake. The word Amen shouldn't be stretched out. It should be said Amen, and that's it. End of the discussion. The issue for number 6, he brings down, the same halacha applies in many situations regards to davening. People aren't aware. The chazan is supposed to wait till everybody answers amen before he goes to the next bracha, let's say of chazaras hashatz. And this is a halacha that's more often held in the breach. The chazan's going very fast. People answer amen, baruch hu baruch shemo. So ideally he's supposed to wait. He really should wait until the majority of the people have had the chance to say it, lav davka, every single person. The one exception to this rule is if they're really being yotzei with his bracha, and in this situation, they really need to not go on to the next bracha until everybody has finished answering Amen. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Habotzeha, the one who's making the hamotzi for everybody, Poshet Yodu Tchila Lakar Lechol. Not only does he get to eat the bread first over here, but he gets to eat whatever they're serving first. He's, so to say, the first person to get served. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pivov, when the Botzei here is Shu Balabayis, Omishin Asana L'Rishus L'Tzod Tchila. This is talking about whether it's the Balabayis over here, or whether it's given over to somebody else, to be mechabit somebody else, to be the one that's Botzeya. So this din applies, he gets to go take first. Sivkot and Pezayin, Poshet Yodo, he gets to go take first. The Kivin Shechok Alokov Levara Tchila, since he was given the honor of making the bracha and breaking the bread and being motzi, all the people that are gathered there at this meal, Roy L'chavdo, it's also proper to give him additional kavod, that he should go and take first from the meal that's being offered. Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber goes and says, Habotzea, the one who's making the hamotzi for everybody, Nosin Prusa Lefnei Kol Echad. He should go and distribute the challah. He should put a piece of challah in front of everybody, a piece of the bread in front of everybody. Again, I use challah because that's usually the situation where we have one person being motzi all the other people. The Ha'echad, and each of the individuals there, Notel Prusa Biyodo, goes and picks up the challah from the table where the person put it down, or from the plate that he put it down, and takes it themselves. In other words, don't pass the challah, and certainly don't throw the challah, from the person who's making the hamotzi to the individuals that he's being motzi over here with his bracha, and giving them a piece of challah. So when the balabas cuts up the challah, the Mechaber is telling us he should put it either on a plate and pass it around, or put it on the table and pass it around, and each person will take themselves from that plate. We don't hand the challah from one person to another, and as we'll learn later on, we certainly never throw challah. It's a terrible bizoyan to this wonderful food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us for us to throw challah. Other foods, it might be permissible to throw. You're tossing somebody an apple, it's not going to get ruined by throwing it, so that actually is not forbidden. But to toss challah, even if it's not going to get ruined, as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah in a moment, that is not permissible to do. And as well, one shouldn't even hand it from one person to another. Now, the Ein Habotzea Nosim Biyad HaOchel Ela Imkin Hoya Ovel. One doesn't transfer challah from one person directly to another in the hand unless he is an Ovel. The way that the simple understanding of this we see in the Mishneh Berurah is that it means that the person who's the Botzeya is an Ovel, so then he can hand it to other people. Others explain it's the person who's receiving it is an Ovel, and that is when it's acceptable. And the Ramo explains this is based upon a pasuk in Eicha, Parasot Tzion B'Yodeha. This pasuk in Eicha is a remez lefrusas hamotzi shenosim b'yodo b'shas avelos. This is an idea. It's alluding to the idea that a person can be handed challah when they're in avelos, or hand over challah when they're in avelos. Rachmona litzlan. Forgive me for adding. This is an opportunity for me again to remind myself as well as everybody else that I'm saying over this entire series of the Mishnah Berurah Yomi this year. Leila Nishmas, my mother, Harini Kaparis Mishkova, Chana Bas Meir Avram. She's having a Leah from all of our learning. Okay, now back to the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Peches. The Mishnah Berurah writes, do not throw the challah. Avolo yizro chatichas hamotzi al hashulcha lifnei ha'orchem. Don't throw it not to a person or even throw it onto the table. Even afilum lo nimos hamaychal ideas. Even if you're not tossing in a way that it will get dirty or get ruined, you're throwing it into water or something like that. As we will learn, kamoshi is bar besimin kuf ayin aleph. We never throw bread. Furthermore, he brings down the old kivon she pruses hamotzi heavy bizarre mitzvah. This is in addition to the regular din of not throwing bread, would additionally be over here a problem of bizarre of this mitzvah that you just made hamotzi and now you're throwing this bread. Sifkot and peites. Unless Rachmon Lusan, the person is an Ovel, which the Mishnah Berurah understands, as we'll see in a moment, that the person who was in Ovel is passing out the challah. He's the one that's leading the benching. Now, he adds, Ubi Shabbos, however, on Shabbos, Paris Ovel Kedarko. The Ovel doesn't hand it from hand to hand on Shabbos. Gloria Kavelus Befahesia, because this looks like it's Avelus publicly, Befahesia, im Yitin Lobiodo, if he were to go pass the challah from his hand directly into the hands of the others. Where do we see this idea? So the Ramah said it's a remez lefrusas hamotzi. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi explains, mashma, the ein roi lasos kein kishen ovel. Unless the person who's botzeh is an ovel, it's not proper for him to do this. The lo lisra mazle. That shouldn't cause him to have a bad luck, so to say. The person can impact his mazel, so to say, by actions. And therefore, he shouldn't do an action that makes it look like he's an ovel. Hashem will say, you want to be an ovel? Rachmona litzlan, I will make you an ovel. The issue footer number 62 brings down the hakpad de bezeh. Are we really makbid on this today? So he brings down from Mavozna Zatzal. She'ena ela befrusas hamotzi. Those that are makbid on this are only on the actual bread that you're washing over here and passing around for the bracha of hamotzi. Avalo bishar haprusos. Shemosu ma'echo desheni bishar sasuda. If somebody asks you to please pass me a slice of bread, please pass me a slice of challah in the middle of the meal, that is not a problem. Now, you should know that this entire din is based upon a Rambam. There really is no Gemara or even a Medrash that says this idea. This the Ramah brings down, it's really based upon the Rambam that says it's based upon this Pasuk in Eicha. And even this Drosha from Eicha is really only based upon an Avudram. It's not based upon an earlier source. The Rashba said he once knew the reason for this ruling, but he doesn't know what it is anymore. He forgot. Based upon this lack of original source, the Pesach Teshuvah says that in places where people are not makbid, that they don't hand over challah from a person to a person. In other words, they allow a person to pass a piece of challah on the Shabbos table that he's making hamotzi to another person with his hands, so then there's no problem in doing so. And in fact, in the Mukhi Arachayim, by the great Munkacher Rebbe Zatzal, writes that many great Talmidei Chachamim, including the Arizal, were not makbid on this practice, and they would hand the bread from one person to another. I realize I just left off the last piece of the Ramah over here, who brings down the source for this, as I already mentioned, it's from the Beis Yosef and the Avudram in the name of the Rambam. And he also quotes the Halachos, Brachos, and Tshuvas from the Rashba, which I mentioned do not give a source for this minhag. He says he knew in the source once, but he forgot it. Sif Yotes, the Mechaber writes, Mish eino ochel, eino yochol levarach birchas hamotzi lehotzi ochlem. Only a person who's washing now and eating now is allowed to be motzi the others with the birch of hamotzi. But somebody, let's say, is not eating right now. So he says, okay, I'll make that motzi for everybody. I'll be motzi everybody else. Principle of Koy Yisrael or Raven Zelazeh, that doesn't apply by birchas hanenin, by things that you're enjoying, things that you're getting a benefit from. You have to get the benefit now, and then other people can be yotzi with you. But otherwise, a person can't just go make the hamotzi, even though he's not eating right now. However, to teach young children, if a person is a Rebbe in a yeshiva and he has fourth graders and he's teaching them how to make brachos, so then he's allowed to make the bracha for them. He's not eating with them. He's teaching them how to eat, make a bracha at lunch. So therefore, that's permissible. In order to teach him how to do the mitzvah properly, that's not called the bracha of Atala. That is acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Sadi Aleph writes, this is true even if the person is a Baal Tshuva and he doesn't know how to go and make the bracha. You can't make the bracha and have him answer Amen, unless you're eating as well. What you should do in this situation is say the words, Baruch, tell him to say Baruch. You say Atah, he'll say Atah. And this way, that's permissible, even though you're saying the shame of Hashem, with the real shame of Ado, and then Noi. So even though you're saying the shame of Hashem, that's not a Baruch of Atala if you're asking him to repeat after you. That's part of Chinuch as well. Sifkat and Sadi Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this din that we just said is true not only of hamotzi v'adin b'chol birchas hanenin. As I mentioned, this is true for all brachos that are what called brachos birchas hanenin, that you're getting a benefit from it. That's why you're making a bracha, to thank Hashem for giving you this item and you're benefiting from it. The dafko birchas hamitzvah, only a birchas hamitzvah, somebody blowing shofar. So even though they've already blown shofar, they could theoretically make the bracha for you. It may be better for you to make it yourself. But when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah, we have the principle shekol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh. We're all partners together, and therefore b'kasher chaveru lo yotzei yedei hamitzvah. Since your friend hasn't yet been yotzei the mitzvah, heve ki'ilu hu lo yotzei. You're part of him. He's part of you, and therefore, if he hasn't yet been yotzei the mitzvah, it's as if you haven't been yotzei the mitzvah yet, even though you have, and therefore you can make the bracha for him, even though you've already been yotzei the mitzvah. Mishum hachi, therefore, yochel lotzei afilu hu kvar yotzei yedei hamitzvah. Therefore, a person who's already made kiddush, for example, can go make kiddush for his wife when he comes home from shul. If there was a kiddush in shul that his wife wasn't at, he can go home and make kiddush again for his wife. He was already yotzei, so that's not a problem over here, because he's doing this for someone else who needs to be yotzi this birchas hamitzvah, as opposed to masha enkim birchas hanenin, as opposed to a bracha which is a pure benefit to yourself. You're enjoying that item, and that's why you're making a bracha to thank Hashem. Shafapi shehein chova al hanenin levorech. Even though the person who is now trying to eat this and doesn't know the bracha, or you want to be yotzi them, they need to make a bracha before they eat. Nevertheless, since the osulenos mi olam hazeh below bracha, since you're not allowed to eat without making a bracha, nevertheless, mikomokum biyodo shelo lehanos below levarch. He has the ability, don't eat right now. Don't get the hana, and therefore you won't have to make the bracha. Lavikach oso she'enu ne'aneh enikra mechuyi berachazu. Therefore, it's not called the concept of arevim. Don't eat right now, and then you're not lacking anything. So if you want to eat, you have to make the bracha. I can't make the bracha for you if I don't need to make the bracha myself. He says these dinim will be discussed more of ayin lekam and simin kufza design sivdala nishabura the inyan birchas hamazon, what the halach would be in regards to birchas hamazon. The issue foot number 63 brings down that it says over there, technically, since it's a bracha d'oraisa, and you have to go and be saying this after you ate already, you can't say don't eat. You've already eaten, so technically you could argue that it would be permissible. But the rabbis put in a takana over here and said midrabbanan ein adam yochel hotzi eschaveru elam kein mechuyav afhu bedover. The rabbi said to be consistent over here that you can't make a bracha over here birchas hamazon for him unless you also have the requirement to make the bracha birchas hamazon that you ate too. However, Sift Kutin Tzadi Gimel says, for Kitanim, you're allowed to. Mishnah Berurah explains, Vafilu Kitanim, the Alma, Shein Chinucha Mutal Ol Medina. It's not talking about your children, it's somebody else's children, and you have no real Chiyav to be Machanach them. Nevertheless, Gam Ki Mutal Levarach Imam, if you see these children eating, you want to make the bracha for them and teach them, Kishirotzim Lehanos, Vein Yodim Levarach Biasman, and they don't know how to make the bracha themselves, and they're going to eat, so you can go and say the bracha with them, Vakosha Ken Kishin B'nei Veso. And certainly, if they're your children, that is permissible. Ulikdolim, and for children that are older, gedolim, they're above bar mitzvah and they don't know how to make the bracha, even if they're your own children, then you just can't make the bracha for them. Again, you have to teach them, say the bracha with me, baruch, baruch, atah, atah, but you can't make the bracha alone for them. That's not called chinuch. The Mishnah, the Yedirshu footnote number 65 brings down, that is permissible. What you should do is say the words with him word by word, and that would be allowed. That is not called a bracha levatol. Siv Chaf, the final Siv in this wonderful Siman. The Mechaber writes, Afilu b'Shabbos, shehu chayev le'echol pas. Even on Shabbos, when there is an obligation to have bread, two, if not three, ideally, lechatrila, all three meals should have lecha mishnah and have bread at all three meals of the Shabbos. Nevertheless, lo yivarach lo chaveru birchas hamotzi min ochel. Nevertheless, even though there is a schiv to have bread, unless you're eating now, I can't make the hamotzi for somebody else. Lo shari levarach lachayrim, and it's not allowed that I should go make the bracha if I'm not eating right now. Under what circumstances is that allowed? Only very rare circumstances, such as ela birchas hamotzi da matzah below rishon shel Pesach. On the first night of Pesach, one would be allowed to make the hamotzi even if you already finished and were yotzei the mitzvah and somebody else is now starting and he doesn't know how to make the bracha, or for whatever the reason you're making the bracha for him, that would be allowed on the first night of Pesach for the first kizayis of matzah. And as well, the Mechaber says, ubirchas hayayin de kiddush, and likewise the wine for kiddush. And this is true on a regular Shabbos, bein shel laila, bein shel yom. This is true for the Friday night kiddush as well as the Shabbos morning kiddush. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yesh lechol aprusa shebotza aleha kodem sheochol pasacher. Person should eat the bread that he specifically made the bracha on and not have another piece of bread instead. He should v'davka eat that first piece of bread that he cut from the challah, and that he should make the bracha on, and not a different piece of bread. Shetei necheles l'teyavon, and this way should be eaten. That bracha that you, the bread that you ate the bracha that you made the bracha on, should be eaten with zeal and gusto. V'umishum chiv v'mitzvah. This is to show the love for the mitzvah, and this is the Ramah says is brought down in the name of the Ogur and the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shibole Leket. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Sadi Dalet. He writes, Hainu shekol hashalosh sudas on Shabbos tav shem chov. All three meals on Shabbos are an obligation. It says hayom, hayom, hayom three times, and therefore we learn out, some say it's an asmata, some say it's a real din, that you have to have three meals on Shabbos. So ein hachov olav mishum mitzvah ele kadesh yon misudas Shabbos. So the ultimate understanding of this is, the purpose is to enjoy Shabbos. It's not that there's an independent, separate mitzvah, you must have three meals on Shabbos. It's you should have three meals on Shabbos in order to enjoy Shabbos. What's the nafkamina? He says, ein la mitzvah as mechov. The mitzvah itself is not an obligation to have bread. For example, somebody is on a diet, and it really bothers him, for whatever the reason, or he's medically, it bothers him to eat bread. So he would actually prefer to fast. He would prefer not to eat the bread. So such a person is actually nana on Shabbos by not eating. So that's the halacha. You're allowed to, in that situation, not eat bread. And this will be discussed in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Reish Peches. Therefore, Alkein, Heim Bechlal Shah Birchos Hananim. Therefore, this is equivalent to other Birchos Hananim, where only the person who's getting Hanoah himself can make the bracha and be motzi than somebody else, but you can't just independently go up there and make the bracha and be motzi somebody else. The issue for number 66 brings down, if you're making kiddush on bread, so then we'll learn in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel that in this situation, you can then, in this situation, be motzi them in birchas hamotzi, even though you're not eating right now, because you made the kiddush, and that kiddush was good, therefore it can also work on the hamotzi in that setting. The bread in this situation is like kiddush, which a person, even if he's not drinking right now, would be allowed to make the bracha of kiddush, even though he's not drinking right now. Sifkat and Sadihe, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Hu Adin Shekvar Kiyam Mitzvah Achilas Matzah Kvar Kiddush Aliyah. And this is true that we said there's exceptions that a person could make the bracha for somebody else for the matzah or for Kiddush on a regular day, a regular Shabbos. This is true even if you've already fulfilled the mitzvah yourself. And he explains why. Vatam b'chozeh, the reason behind this is because Kiddush Vachilas Kizayis Matzah Hi Michovas HaMitzvah. So these are independent, separate mitzvahs. A person must eat a kezayis matzah on Pesach night. A person must make kiddush before he eats. Shei chov al adam. This is a chiv on the individual. Umimela hakol nichnasim b'zeh b'chal arevus. And therefore, the principle of arevus over here, kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh, applies in these situations. The chanal, as we've already explained. Furthermore, he says there are other areas as well that weren't mentioned by the Ramah or the Mechaber over here. The Uadin, Bilel Aleph, Ubeis, the Sukkahs. This is true for the first and second night of Sukkahs. Shu Chayev Lechol Kazayis Pas B'Sukkah. A person has an obligation to eat a Kazayis of bread in the Sukkah. Yochol Gam Kein Lotzio Afa Pishen Otoin Biatzmo. This person can go and make the bracha for somebody else's bread, even though he's not eating himself right now. He can nevertheless make that motzi and be motzi that other person. This is the other exception to the rule. Sivkot and Sadibav, Bein Shoyom. This is true for the Kiddush during the nighttime as well as the Kiddush during the daytime. The Ikaru Niskan Rak L'Mitzvah, because this idea of Kiddush was set up as a mitzvah, not just to have a glass of wine. V'lo Bishvil Hanoah, not so you get Hanoah of having a glass of wine. And therefore, it's a kosher bracha. Now, Kein Bracha Zuhi Bechlal Shah Brichas HaMitzvos, and therefore this is a bracha that is intended as a pure mitzvah, the kaimalon afapish yotze motzi. And therefore, in this situation, somebody who is ready yotze or is not intending to be yotze right now can be motzi somebody else. Similarly, you have the same thing Dishu footnote 68 brings down in benching. If a person wants to bench with a kos, but he doesn't want to drink it, he can give it to somebody else to drink, and that would be fine. His bari priya gofen can be motzi them. You have the same idea by a chasana. The Masada Kedusha makes the bari priya gofen. Some Masada Kedusha are medayik that they take a little bit of the wine themselves, they spill a little bit on their finger, and they drink it. But others say no. They tell the chasana and the kala, you be yotze with my bracha, bari priya gofen, because then, again, that's a bracha of ala kos, and that's a bracha of a mitzvah, and not a bracha of nanin. The issue foot number 67 brings down, in regards to Kiddush, the Beis Yosef brings down, if the people know how to make Kiddush, then you really shouldn't use this concept of Arevos over here to allow a person who hasn't made Kiddush to be motzied by a person who's already made Kiddush and is not going to drink right now. But others disagree. The Pre-Chadish says that's perfectly acceptable. He brings down for the Bir Halacha that it's preferable for a person in that situation to go make Kiddush on his own rather than be yotzi with somebody who's not going to drink right now. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Sadi Zayin, he brings down in the name of the Shalah that a person should leave over some of the bread Shiochal achar achilasu should save it for the end of the meal. Shkitei shishar tam amoti b'fil. So he should have some of that bread in his mouth, so to say, at the end of the meal. Furthermore, you shouldn't give somebody who is an animal or a bird or somebody that's not Jewish over here a piece of the bread that had the bracha, the special bracha of hamotzi made upon it, from that particular bread that you're actually making the hamotzi on. That which you cut to make the hamotzi on. Don't even give them from the piece that was attached to the piece that you're making the hamotzi on, because that's not proper cover for the mitzvah. That concludes today's shiur.